We welcome aboard Desmond Pringle. Desmond, how are you?
I am blessed and highly favored, just like you are.
Hey, thank you, Desmond.
Yes.
Desmond, we know you for some beautiful songs. You've got a new project coming out, 2009.
Yes.
What's the name of the project?
The project is, the title is Fidelity, and it's just focusing on God's faithfulness to us. So there are songs of hope, grace, faith, just messages to exhort the body.
What difference, or will it be a difference from Fidelity than the project Loyalty?
You know what, this project, the upcoming project, I kind of went back to not to some of my choir roots. So there are quite a few choir songs on here. So it's not, it's in addition to my signature ballads. So we have ballads, we have praise and worship, but we have some intentional choir songs on this project.
What do you like doing most, the ballads? Or because, I mean, most people know you by the ballads, but do you like doing ballads better than the choir songs?
You know what? I don't like anyone better than the other. It just depends on the song. Or, you know, it's just like, just depends on what mode I'm in at the time of that sharing. Because, you know, I found myself this time, as I've been doing with this particular project, because I've kind of like gone the gamut, like I said, with ballads, with praise and worship songs, with choir songs. You know, I found myself being equally engaged in each type of song, you know, as I was recording it. So I don't necessarily choose one over the other. It all, you know, it's all, for me, it's all about the message that's in the song. And if I buy into the message, then it ministers to me on the same level.
Who are some of the folks you've worked with along the way, Desmond?
You know what, I have been blessed to have worked with some of everybody from Fred Hammond to John P. Key to Percy Beatty to Tonet to, oh my goodness, to Roger Ryan from Nashville. I've worked with Shirley Caesar, CeCe Winans, Yolanda Adams, Twinkie Clark. I mean, I have, you know what, when I look at my discography and just the myriad of people that I have had the opportunity to work with, I have been blessed.
You know, I've always love that song, Loyalty. And
wow, amen.
You know what? I mean,
it's a personal testimony. It's my testimony.
Wow.
I sat in a Los Angeles big time music executive's office, and they wanted me to change. You know, they wanted me to change, and they told me that the whole gospel thing, you know, that it wasn't really marketable. And I would be limiting my success. And, you know, the song was birthed out of that experience. You know, the line simply says, you know what, Jesus, if you're not included, I will not do it. If you're not involved, I have no part. Jesus, without you, I would not be. So you have my loyalty.
Beautiful song. With the success that Marvin Sapp is having and Donnie McClurkin and a lot of other folks, Yolanda Adams, have had with their music crossing over. Do you think when you did Loyalty, do you think it was done too soon?
You know, I don't know. I don't know the answer to that question, to be honest with you, because the interesting thing is that when that project came out, in January of 2001. Well, by June of 2001, Tommy Boy was threatening to close its doors, and then certainly by the end of that year, Tommy Boy Gospel had folded. And so you know how the music industry goes. By the time it hits the press and by the time rumors start circulating, the company has been, you know, on the page of closing its doors a long time. So when I look back in retrospect, the bottom line is when my project was released in January, they at the very least knew that by the end of the year, they wouldn't be, you know, in business. Certainly not in the business of gospel music, because Tommy Boy is still a dance label now. So I said all that to say this. Had Tommy Boy, you know, still been in the business of, you know, manufacturing, marketing, and promoting gospel music, I'm sure the CD probably would have taken on a whole a different life, because there would have been a commitment to promoting it and coming out with another single, and there would have been some testing and research done as to what songs resonated best with the, you know, in the marketplace, and who knows what would have happened. So, you know, there goes the wonderful world of record companies.
Hey, tell me about it.
So, you know, so it could have. But you know what? Interestingly enough, I did a live recording in Chicago actually last November of 2007. And I recut Loyalty. And I had a live, it was an evening with Desmond Pringle and the Desmond Pringle Orchestra. So I had strings, live strings, and horns, and the whole nine yards. So I have that in my arsenal, and I just may. I haven't decided whether or not we're going to do it, but I just may include that on the upcoming project. And the reason why I'm saying may is because I really wanted to have all new songs, but if I don't release it on this project, then we probably will definitely do a special edition or something.
Desmond, please put it on the project.